on WGNplus.com and CSN Chicago.
I slap it at. I expect Carmen to be like shirtless right now and just. Yeah.
Do you know who this is?
With a blunt in his hand.
Do you know who this is?
Yeah, the Grateful Dead. Welcome back.
What's the name of the song?
I have no idea. Welcome back. 312-235-2525. Kevin Hall, Mark Carmen, Ryan McGuffey in for D-Haw. Why should I know the name of it? I know who sings it. It's a good song.
You do like the song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would I fit in at a Grateful Dead concert? Absolutely not.
I'm okay with that.
I am too. I'm very comfortable with that.
You're not going this weekend?
I am not.
What happens if somebody handed
going to Arlington Park tomorrow. Somebody handed me front row seats, I wouldn't go.
Same.
Why?
It's not
my
seat.
I have no interest.
One of the all-time great bands right in your backyard.
Jerry Garcia playing tonight? Is Jerry Garcia there?
I believe Garcia passed away. Was it 96?
Oh, okay,
97?
Cool. No,
So it's not.
If Jerry
Garcia
is playing, maybe I'll. Yeah, that would be something that would be.
What about
unique.
What about the party, dude? Shout right, bro! It's going on all weekend.
The party will, I'm sure, be
fantastic. No interest.
I have friends coming in who have tickets to the shows. You know,
have a good time.
I have a blast.
No shot.
I got one of my college buddies staying with me.
Are you going?
No, I'm not, but I would if somebody handed me a free ticket. I'm just not going to spend $300 to go out there. Sorry.
How close?
I'd go.
When you get how close to Soldier Field do you need to get to smell the fragrance?
Oh, God.
About Algonquin?
I can smell it now. No shot. I'm not a huge Grateful Dead guy. There's a few songs, but...
You never traveled during your time and like sold grilled cheeses and hung out in the parking lot, the whole deal?
No shot.
Come on. You never had the tie-dye shirt, Cappy?
No, not a tie-dye guy. Not a hippie type guy. This is not, it's just not me.
So I did not realize. See, this is I'm not up to tune. Paul Sullivan did a great job today.
Sully's going to be there.
Sully will definitely be there.
No question.
All roads lead to Chicago with the Cubs, Sox, and the Dead in town.
Yep.
I did not realize that this the final three concerts in history are here.
Yeah, this is it.
I did not know that.
Yeah, we got the guy from Fish, Trey, the big man that Jacobson loves.
I knew it was the 50th anniversary. I just did not know it was their final three shows.
I mean, this is supposedly it. This is a huge weekend. I bet you, I don't know, text line, phone line, people are fired up for some Dead.
I saw some people last night walking around the city downtown that clearly were going to the concerts. I mean, it's easy to spot them. Spot you for all those of you who are going.
Because they're smiling and beautiful people.
There are no problems in their life. None.
I said to you guys as we went to.
I love that the Dead's here. Such a good weekend.
I just am tweeting. So Andrew Desjardins takes $800K to stay with the Blackhawks when he could have gotten reasonably more money from other teams. Love the rare athlete who prioritizes winning. He put his money where his mouth is because it's not like he got $8 million here and he turned down $10 somewhere else. We're talking about he hasn't made life-changing, live-the-rest-of-your-life money. He's about winning. Found a great setup. He likes it here. He goes, you know what? I'll do it.
You don't really...
I like the way that guy plays, too.
I need to know...
I agree. Now I'm starting to... I'm coming closer over to the Carm side here because if he turned down $5 million, then it's about winning. If he turned down 2.1 or 2.3, it's about comfortability, winning. There's a lot of things that go into play. You know, do you want to play for the insignificant Carolina Hurricanes, or do you want for $700,000 less? Do you want to play in Chicago?
It's great that he's here. I just would like, as his pseudo agent in my mind right now, I would just like to have seen the contracts and talk that through.
I don't disagree.
If the argument that he's making with himself is that, hey, I'm going to have this great platform to be with the Blackhawks and I'm going to play with Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane and whoever else is here, and that's going to help me going forward. But at the end of the day, like people who rip on athletes for taking the most money, I just think that's wrong.
If I were in his shoes as a role player on this Blackhawks team mm-hmm. with a
how old is he?
28 with the potential to have a multi-year deal in front of me for anywhere in the 2.5 to 1.6 range, then I do factor in every single aspect of the deal, not just $900,000 in difference. I look at winning because winning brings more money
to
you. every member of that Blackhawks team is getting paid because of that Stanley Cup.
No question. Every appearance he gets hired to do,
yep.
He's a Stanley Cup winner. He's not some guy in the Ottawa Senators.
You can make that. You can start to bridge that gap pretty quickly by playing for the Blackhawks rather than
the playoff
playing
money
for,
that he got.
Yeah.
He gets a full share of whatever that is, 150, 200 grand. All of a sudden, it starts to shrink.
Knowing how they're treated like here and how they're treated and how people view the Blackhawks around the league.
Yeah, but let's not make it out like if you don't play here, you're going to the minors. I mean, if you're playing for the Ottawa Senators, you're not living in squalor over there. I mean, you're in the NHL. And
but players, and you ask them, guys that played other places, they said it's not even close.
Go to Carolina and go. You want to go to a game down there? Nah.
Not saying there isn't a difference.
You want to be a Florida Panther?
Tell me about the money. Give me the dollars. It's unfair to put these guys, hold them
to a
different.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You're a free agent.
Yeah.
Blackhawks are offering you $4 million to play for them.
Mm-hmm.
Florida Panthers are offering you five.
Oh, done.
Where are you staying?
Hawks.
Absolutely.
It's not even close.
How many years?
He's going to Florida.
How many years?
They're both five-year deals.
So I'm getting $5 million more dollars to go to Florida? I'm going to Florida, yes.
All you care about is the dollar, and you're not about winning. I wouldn't want you on my team.
Why can't the Panthers win?
$5 million is a lot of money.
Why can't Panthers suck?
It's $5 million. Think about that. Let me just say that again. $5
million. Uh-huh.
Okay. That's a huge
amount
of coin.
And after taxes, it's about $2.5 million.
Okay.
In Florida, there are no state taxes either. That's another thing. So that money gets in. I'm just saying.
These guys play for a limited period of time. They're the most exclusive country club on the planet. I do not begrudge them what they make.
I don't either.
Okay, so that.
But I know how I would think, and I would take less money to play for a winning team. To play in that environment there.
Okay, but that doesn't make them like, oh, he's a loser. He went for more money.
No one said he's a loser.
Okay, well, then it's not about he's about winning. He's about doing the right thing for himself.
No, he's about putting himself in the best position to win.
Okay,
That's why he did what he did. If the Hawks were not in the playoffs, Andrew Desjardins not staying.
Forget Andrew Desjardins for a second. What Stan Bowman did to keep Andrew Desjardins in the mix, this is another brilliant move by a guy who could be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, this is and I'm talking about Stan Bowman here. I know people were down on the Saad trade earlier this week, but that was a trade that had to happen, I think. That's kind of putting it bluntly, but it happened. We move on. The seventh best player of the Hawks got traded.
As I said earlier, and my buddy Ron Kelly just tweeted it in at RK3377, Kaner and Taves probably left $10 million on the table to stay.
They're making that up. They've already made it up. I mean, come on.
They would make endorsements wherever they go. That's how big those two guys are. Patrick Kane had a magnificent maturation process, not only as a player, he's gotten stronger. As a guy, he has really – he's become – everything that you hoped a number one pick would be. Had his little hiccups early because he was an 18-year-old kid with a lot of money. Patrick Kane is a magnificent hockey player. He has matured. He took $10.5 million. That's a ton of money. But I guarantee you, if he said, I'm not tied to playing with Jonathan, I'm going for the last dollar. My name is now Mark Carman. He would have gotten $14 million on the open market.
But
$13 million.
Winning, you're talking about he.
And over an eight-year contract, he left $16 million on the table, each of them.
I do also, well, listen, and I would not begrudge him that if he did, but at that level, Andrew Desjardins has not, we talked about this, but Andrew Desjardins does not have, my life is over, I don't have to work money. At $10 million a year, if Patrick Kane or Jonathan Toews ever have to do anything other than what they want once they're done playing hockey, then they're the worst financial managers of all time. So they don't have to think about that. It's a little bit different for a guy like Desjardins, who hasn't completely set himself up and his family up and his family's family up. That makes it a little more challenging. So that's why I think it's just interesting that he took less to be here.
Yeah. So anyway.
God bless him, though. Good for Bowman, good for the Hawks. And the other thing, too, by the way, Cappy, there's... what's coming next? Is Sharp going to go? Is Bickle going to go?
There's a lot of guys going to go.
Let's go. Okay, so how good?
David Haugh significantly disagrees with my Saad as the seventh best player because he's he's texting me now saying Taves, Kane, Keith, Hossa, Saad.
Taves, Kane, Keith,
I'll take
Hossa,
Jalmerson,
Seabrook,
Crawford. You can argue Crawford.
Set seven right there.
Saad may go into that seventh slot. But
you're taking Saad over Seabrook at this point, are you not?
Probably.
Come on. You could have one or the other. You're starting. That's open to you. More teams
Jalmerson,
are taking Brandon Saad.
Jalmerson.
They both have great hair.
You know what? Who cares? Fifth best, sixth best, seventh best. It's the price of keeping Hall of Famers on your roster, folks. You're going to have to trade talent to keep talent.
Hjalmarsson does a great job wearing a white V-neck tee. It's such a good look on him.
All right. Billy Deck is going to join us in the studio. Then I got to head to Wrigley, and you guys will finish the show.
We'll pick you
312-235-2525. In honor of the 4th of July, MyPillow, conducting a Made in America sale for the Cap and Hall audience. My wife bought these. They are the greatest pillows ever. Now they're an advertiser. 2-for-1 MyPillows all week long. MyPillow guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. First night you sleep on a MyPillow, you'll understand they've sold over 5 million of these babies. 4 support levels conforming to your preferred shape. They even have a built-in cooling effect, keeping your head cool throughout the night. Perfect for summer sleeping. MyPillow is a 10-year will not go flat warranty. They even let you sleep on it for 60 nights. 60 nights. If it's not the very best you ever own, they'll refund 100% of your purchase price. You'll love these pillows. And right now, 2-for-1 MyPillows, promo codes CAP, K-A-P, at MyPillow.com or 800-299-5854. 800-299-5854. MyPillow.com, promo code K-A-P, CAP, for 2-for-1 this week only. D-Haw, you're on vacation. Turn the TV off, stop tweeting, and relax. Love you. 312-235-2525. The great Billy Deck in studio next.
This is the Cap and Haw Show from CSN Chicago and streaming on WGN Plus.
Hey, Cap and Haw, brought to you by Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers. They won the largest verdict for a brain injury in Illinois history, largest verdict for a back injury in Illinois history, and the largest verdict for a neck injury in Illinois history. That's the Triple Crown of lawyering. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. These guys win. Hey, coming up on CSN later today, I'll have pregame with Todd Hollinsworth at 12:30 from the field at Wrigley. And then CSN live from the bleachers with Len and JD for today's Cubs telecast. That's a little after 1. Sports Talk Live, 5:30. Orioles at White Sox at 7. And a brand new Beer Money episode this Sunday at 7 o'clock. Kevin Hawk continues. David's on vacation. Mark Carmen, Ryan McGuffey are here. And my buddy Billy Deck is in our studio. Billy Deck.
What's happening?
How are you, buddy?
I'm amazing. I'm so happy to be here. I haven't been here forever.
It's been a while. You guys sporting a nice new Blackhawks hat.
Yes, yes. I had an amazing, amazing couple weeks. I don't think I've taken it off in weeks.
And the Blackhawks have had the Stanley Cup at like every restaurant you own.
Yeah,
bar.
Remember last time? Yeah. You were at Sunda having dinner. I was like, hey, man, stay here. I have a surprise for you in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm sitting
minutes
at dinner with my wife, Sunda, Mindy, and my sister-in-law, brother-in-law, Tom and Veronica, and he comes over. He says, hey, don't move. And all of a sudden,
the cup, like, bam, right, like, on his table.
Right there, the cup.
It was ridiculous. We just took pictures and we just set up camp, and the line started at Cap's table.
Of course,
for
it did.
Pictures.
That was regardless of the cup being there or not.
It was absolutely insane.
This year was awesome because I actually had noticed. I was, you know, Patrick Sharp was texting me from Wrigley, and he's like, "All right, Burger Bar," and I kept it private, and I got them all in with the buses and the crew and everyone, and I just decided to kind of just close the doors, and it just got cool. Those
and
guys
when
just
you're Billy
Deck, there.
You can do that.
You know what? I didn't know if I could do that. I was like, man, it'd probably be better if I could make it private so that they'd stay longer and enjoy themselves. They deserve it. It was just, you know, what, 36 hours before they're fighting it out, and they did it, and they just hung out.
How many places do you own now? You got the Underground.
Six.
You got Sunda. You got Rocket Bar.
Yes, Bottle Fork. I've got that new partner, Kevin Hickey from the Four Seasons. He's a partner of ours. And then the Duck Inn in Bridgeport, right near, you know, where the Sox play.
Right, where's Bottle Fork?
Bottle Fork's on Clark next to Sunda, between Sunda and Rocket. Okay. We just redid Rocket. Rocket's all brand new after 11 years. How many restaurants make it 11 years, by the way?
How about that?
Actually, 80-90% go out the first year. I would say 99% of restaurants, and anyone can challenge us if they want, but 99% of restaurants do not make it to 11 years. I would have to say that. It's
That's
ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
The fried egg at Bottle Fork with the potato chips all.
Oh,
it is.
Done that.
The truffle fries at Rocket are insane.
There was only like 5 things that we had to keep with the new menu, and that was definitely one of them.
Truffle fries.
Yeah, you had to. You know what I mean?
By the way,
did you see when the Hawks brought the cup there? They're spraying
the shit.
Yeah, we made the windows wider, and they were just hanging out of the windows, spraying the crowd. And
I was going to ask you about that. What is the turnaround time for you? I know you said Sharp was giving you a heads up via text, but over the years, what kind of heads up do you get?
There was zero. Man, I was the first time it happened, I was watching the news and I saw Rocket being on the news, and I was like, "What?" And
what
I just ran out, and
gotta
you could tell, yeah, and I can tell to this day because I have those pictures because I have like the worst like mix of dirty clothes. I remember I was just, I didn't even shower. I just ran out of the house and I had like busted the barriers and went to Rocket and I jumped on the bus with them. And that was the night that we did the tour and ended up at Underground and we just shut down Underground and it just got nuts. People were crowd surfing. I had the cup with the, you know, just running down the bar, feeding people. It was just, it was sick. But this year was amazing because we're more organized now. Now that we're, you know, now that we've had some practice.
All right, so what are you into? Because I've seen you on Windy City Live. You got six different places.
The cool thing,
you're this empresario.
I don't even know what that word means. But the cool thing is that I've been cooking on the Today Show once a month, which I really enjoy. This one, next Thursday, I'm cooking. And then I'm really promoting a show that is premiering that night on FYI, which is called Big Night Out. And it's essentially kind of what we do in here in Chicago, but just have a big night out in some random city and just deal with social media and word of mouth to find the coolest local spots in town. And so that's, Thursday on FYI at 9:30.
So how do we get to, like, have, like, some random Friday, no, I don't have to do anything, and we get to go out with Billy Deck? Because that would be, like, most fun.
You know, we've had this. You can do this anytime. We can roll and, you know, it's just
we're
kind of workaholics.
Yeah.
But we'll find that time whenever
that
you want.
That would be...
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Yes,
that would be fun.
We should do that.
What's the greatest challenge? You know, Rocket being 11 years old now, what is the biggest challenge? Because you kind of have to, not only do you have to keep up with the times, you have to stay in front of them too to continue to survive. So what's the greatest challenge?
Well, first of all, Rocket opened 11 years ago when no one was in that neighborhood. And the challenge back then was trying to get people to even go to the broken down area called River North where no one wanted to hang out. And then over the years, so many people moved in that the hard part was keeping employees because everyone was paying them more to go to other places and just taking design items, taking menu items. Nowadays, you know, it's really about focusing inward and forgetting about what everyone else is doing because it's so saturated and just trying to be the best to the customer and just, you know, deliver pure emotional like service and the best food and everything you can, because if we were worried about everything going on around us, we would just be distracted. It's mayhem in River North right now.
It's
mayhem.
It's unbelievable too. When you open it up, you had to call up cabbies to be like, "Hey, I got a bunch of people over here, right?"
Yeah, there was no Uber. You had to call. You'd call five cab companies and you'd beg them. You'd say, "I will give every cabbie a burger and fries for free if you just come past our door," because no cabbies would come to River North back in the day. They were all in Wrigleyville and Lincoln Park and in the Gold Coast. And nowadays, you know, the aldermen won't even have parking because there's too many cabs. It's just really weird what can happen in 10 years in an area like that.
It's insane.
Yeah, and it's not just the best entertainment district in Chicago. It's one of the best in the
country. Okay, how has Uber changed things? Because I live on it. It's the greatest.
Yeah, so Uber is really great for places like on the outskirts, like the Duck Inn, which is the most amazing food ever, but it's in Bridgeport. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Which people go to Pilsen right now, which it's kind of bordered up against that. But now Uber makes it a non-issue because it's, you know, especially with UberX, it's like $8.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's totally changed. We were looking at spots in other cities, by the way, and there's an explosion of restaurants opening in other cities where Uber has just introduced themselves because now people can just get around. Whether, you know, who cares about the train or this or that or buses, they can go wherever they want.
Everyone lives on a smartphone.
By the way, 5 years ago, I had a chance to invest in Uber, which I thought was the silliest email ever because I didn't have any money. Like, you just don't have money and something called Uber comes along. You're like, I don't know what, you know.
And now market capitalization, last I saw was $32
billion. Oh, my gosh. But you know what? I didn't have any money. It's not like I made a bad decision. I just didn't have anything. So but
nobody believed in it.
Yeah, it you know, because there's so much stuff being thrown at you at all the time. But they're doing crazy. I think I just had like Uber conference call and Uber food and Uber delivery. It's going to be Uber everything.
What's your analysis for the single guy? How effective is a picture getting a girl to the cup and getting a picture with the cup? How effective is that in closing the deal?
I had people literally texting me, negotiating gigantic deals just to say, if you get me to the cup, I will do X, Y, and Z, because that is the ultimate sort of trade card.
The aphrodisiac.
Yeah, I had guys who I, you know, couldn't get meetings with or whatever. They'd be like, if you let me in, because they were at Wrigley Field. It was amazing. And they were just crossing the street going, how do we get in there? And, you know, it was funny. It is. People go nuts. The fact that there were 3,000 people in front of Rocket saying, spray me with champagne, who wants that?
Right.
I mean, but you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Okay, so, and Billy Deck is in our studio. So if people want to find you, where are they going to see you again?
Well, either on the Today Show, I guess, next Thursday, wow. but also on FYI, show premiering called The Big Night Out. It's a new network, FYI, at 9:30 CST, or just on Twitter and Facebook, in case
you, at Billy Deck.
At Billy Deck, yeah.
D-E-C.
D-E-C.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to track me down. That was the best way to track the Cub down, I tell you that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were a guy, you weren't born into tons of money. You made it. You started small, and you've worked your way up.
The really interesting thing was we had nothing, then we had something, and then we had nothing, we had something, and then we were kind of left with nothing, and then I just started as a coat check kid and a bouncer and a waiter and a delivery boy and worked my way up.
So do you have nightmares worried that you're going to have nothing again?
Does it motivate you?
No, I had to just... No, actually, the weirdest thing is that I had to make it so from the ground up, just working 24/7 and building relationships one after another to the point where if everything went away, I think in Chicago, especially being such a loyal and relationship-based city, I'd be able to start up again.
Billy, and, I got I got friends that come in to town and they know about Rocket, they know about Sunda, they know about Underground. You have been all over the world taste testing, trying to make the menus perfect and stuff and stay ahead of the curve. So when you become a destination, which your brand has become a destination in Chicago, what is something that you say, oh, I'm most proud of X?
I'm most proud of the idea that some of the people around me have been able to absorb all of my strategy, thoughts, and perspectives and strengths and are better than me now. I have guys that started, my business partner, Arturo Gomez, who you know was a busboy at Dragon Room back in the day, worked his way up, manager, whatever. Now he's the president of the company and partner and running all 650 employees and six different venues. I mean, today I was with my partner who is a chef, Amanda, at Rocket. It's our 11th birthday at Rocket, and she's the one who's there since day one. These people, that's my most proud thing. They're doing it. It's not me. It's seriously, there was a time where I was like just hustling and doing whatever I had to do. With one or two properties, but by the time you get to three, four, or five, it really is everyone else. Amanda, so that's the best.
Amanda does a great job on
Twitter. She's awesome. She's awesome on Twitter. She can make, she's an unbelievable chef too, but
yeah,
she can do some things, but she's awesome on Twitter, you're right.
I've said this to my kids. I have kids in their 20s. I said, your generation is a little lazier than the generation before you. You're there 24/7.
Yeah.
Billy Deck is not a lazy guy, because while you were doing all of this, 3 years ago, you said, I'm going to go to Harvard at the same time and take this master's program.
Yeah. I was very quick to say what I sucked at, and there were a lot of things behind the scenes in the business world that I was not great at, and so I went to Harvard Business School. Before that, I put myself through law school thinking that that was what I needed to be because that's a real job. I realized that I didn't want to be that. I really like making people happy and solving problems quickly, which isn't what was happening as a lawyer. And I, you know, stuck with the restaurant business and built this company, Rocket Ranch, with my partners. And it is 24/7, and I do look at resumes all the time of people in their 20s, which, by the way, means they were born in the 90s, yeah. Which so totally freaks
it's
me
insane.
Out. Totally freaks me out. And I had one person go, I'm a big fan. I just turned 21. I'm so excited to meet you because if it wasn't for you, my parents wouldn't have met at Circus or at some club. And I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What? And they're like, yeah, the first date was at one of your nightclubs. And I was like, what?
And I've never
How old am I?
Exactly.
What?
And I've never seen Michael Jordan play. Okay.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Crazy.
So, yeah, they're a totally different breed. Love them for so many reasons. But there is a difference in the work ethic. But I tell you, the ones that do catch on and have a work ethic break from the pack quickly. And
makes it easier on those that work hard.
Yeah, if you can look people in the eye and like be a relationship builder, you're going to kill it.
Thank you for being here.
Dude, thank you guys.
Yeah, it's our guy, it's Billy Deck, Underground, Sunda, which was one of my favorite spots to go to, and you heard all the others. We'll take a time out. Carm and Guff take you the rest of the way. I'm headed to Wrigley for Cubs pregame live with Holly at 12:30. Be right back.
It's the Cap and Haw Show on WGN Plus and Comcast Sportsnet.
I've read about the friction. I haven't seen it.
I wish you weren't a liar.
You know, to me.
That's a good one right there. I wish you weren't a liar. Gar Foreman, for all his success, is a little bit renowned for not necessarily telling the truth all the time.
Just like they made the decision this morning to get rid to let Tom go, and that they have no short list of candidates, and 2 days later Fred Hoiberg was named coach of the Bulls.
Yeah, it's going to be a wide search. We're not exactly sure how it's going to go about. That quote, by the way, was Gar talking about the friction between Derrick Rose, which was widely reported. And, of course, Jimmy Butler now signed to the 5-year, $95 million extension. David Kaplan has left the studio. I'm Mark Harmon. He is Ryan McGuffey. We got you till noon. Comcast Sportsnet, WGN Plus. Phone number 312-235-2525. We've done a ton of baseball, but I think we got to at least read what Jimmy, because he finally talked to, interestingly, to Rolling Stone.
Because Jimmy's a Hollywood guy.
So, which is, he is a Hollywood guy.
Read the statement.
He's hanging out with big time people. Mm-hmm. And so here's the comment from good old Jimmy, quote, about Derek and their reported issues. I don't think we have any issues. I think we're fine. I think we're two basketball players that want to win games. That's where I'll leave it at. I think we just want to win, bring a championship to the city, to the organization. I think that's our job, and I think we're going to do whatever it takes to make that happen. I have a lot of respect for the guy. Is there anything in that comment for you, Ryan, that you don't believe?
That's where I'll leave it at. That stands out to me.
I wish you weren't a liar.
I mean, there was definitely some it was well known, game six against the Cavs. There was friction on that floor.
I did not know it until after the fact. And now it's, you know, I've talked to several people in and around, and it's very clear that Jimmy Butler wants to be treated like he's a star. And he is, but he's not, you know, he's 15.
Do you build around Jimmy Butler?
No.
Okay.
No, he's
agreed.
I think generously he's 15 to 25 in the league.
I mean, I really think that we've seen the best season of Jimmy Butler.
Why do you say that? And I don't disagree, but go ahead. Why do you say that?
I just think that the opportunities were there for him to be that player this season.
Right.
That might not be there in the coming years. And actually, I don't know if I want them there in the coming years. I want Jimmy to be a great player, a great defender, but I'm okay with 17 points per game, Jimmy, if it means other guys are contributing. They struggled to score when guys were down and Jimmy took the ball. And, I mean, look, his story is an unbelievable success story. I'm glad he's got the $95 million, but I don't think Jimmy Butler is a guy that you can sit there and say is a top 10 player in the league.
You can't. And the thing with what you're talking about, I mean, last year you had Derek, who missed a lot of time, and the Bulls knew that that was going to be the case most likely. And you had Joakim, who ran the team the previous year, nowhere close to Joakim. So they ran the offense most of the time through Jimmy. So it gave him a ton of opportunities. Now, is Fred going to do that going forward? Who
Maybe
knows?
At times, probably. Yeah.
At times, yes. But if Derrick Rose is Derrick Rose,
that's your guy.
You're not running the offense through Jimmy Butler.
No.
So his numbers may dip.
And I think if it's all working right, his numbers should dip. Right.
I agree.
I don't see Jimmy Butler taking the next step to be a 24, 25 points per game guy. I don't think that's who Jimmy Butler is.
No, and that's not really what they need him to be. I mean,
agreed.
The number one thing, well, they need him to score. I'm not saying that they don't need that, because clearly they do. But he's got to guard LeBron James. And he knew, I'm sure, that who do you have that's going to guard him? It ain't Mike Dunleavy. It's certainly not going to be Tony Snell or Doug McDermott. So you're going to pay me. And I don't know how much he really, I guess maybe being in L.A. and living that lifestyle and wearing those clothes and hanging out with movie celebs or whoever was maybe enticing for him, so he was entertaining it. But at the end of the day, when he got the max contract and he looked at everything on the table, he decided to be a Chicago Bull, which I think is the right decision for him.
Yeah, I think it's the right decision for him. I thought, and I said this last week on the show, that I was okay with the 3-year deal if he was willing to accept it, because I'm looking at the next window, because I think this window is almost locked shut. It's not quite there, but it's close. I mean, they're definitely a top three, four. They're definitely, I think, a top three team in the East as of right now, next year. But it doesn't mean a 3 seed in the East next year has a shot to overtake the Cavs.
312-235-2525. What are you expecting from Jimmy Butler and the Bulls going forward? I'm not willing to say the window is closed. I might be having my Bulls underwear on right now saying that, because I want to be optimistic. I don't have to be. I want to be. But, you know, Cleveland has done what you thought they would do. They've re-signed Love. They've re-signed Thompson. They're probably even going to bring back Matthew Dellavedova, which, by the way, if I'm the Bulls, I don't know how much money they have, but I'd explore a little Delly because I wouldn't mind Delly guarding Kyrie.
How much is Delly going to get, though? We've seen the stupid money that's being thrown around to some of these guys.
I would be tempted if it, you can't. I don't know if they can even do it with where they're at, but
I doubt they can.
I'd be tempted to give 2 years and $10 million for Delly.
He's going to get more than 2 for $10 million.
You think so?
Oh, my God, yes.
Delly's going to get 2 and 15?
Sinks 2 and 15? I mean, he may get 3.
He's Matthew. Jacobson's telling me that Kyle Singler got 525. He's Matthew Dellavedova.
Right.
Matthew Dellavedova. He did, yes, but he's Matthew Dellavedova.
You don't think a desperate team's going to come in there with an offer sheet because of what the portrayal of him was in the finals?
If Matthew Dellavedova gets $10 million a year, that's crazy. Come on.
You said 2 for $10 million. Were you saying 2 for $10 million or
no,
2 for $10 million a year?
I thought I was going kind of strong at 5 a year for Dellavedova.
No, I think he's going to cost you more. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think he's going to cost you more. Just seeing what the NBA is throwing around here, it's good for them. God bless them.
Dellavedova, but he would. That was a little heart and soul right there for the old Cavs. I mean,
this year.
This year, that's true.
I don't think you're not hooking your horse to Matthew Dellavedova in the coming years.
No, but I mean, we Bulls fans, I think, would kill to have Matthew Dellavedova over Kirk Heinrich at this point, right?
Well, no doubt.
So,
but here, talking about those windows, I'm looking at the next window, and I'm all in on this DeMarcus Cousins thing. Like, that's where I Jimmy Butler to me in a heartbeat, he'd be the centerpiece of my.
You're trying to trade Butler for DeMarcus?
Not straight up. You'd have to include other pieces to make it work, but that would be the heart and soul of the deal.
Well, what about our guy, the rook, whose name is eluding me right now?
Bobby Portis?
Bobby Portis, the next Kevin Garnett. We don't need DeMarcus Cousins when you got a Bobby Portis. Let's get 312-235-2525. Let's get Christian in here on Cap and Haw. Go ahead, Christian. You are on, sir.
Oh, hey, guys. How you guys doing? I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Jimmy Butler, D. Rose situation, you know, whose team it really is.
Mm-hmm.
If you think back to 2010, when Derrick Rose said, why can't I be MVP of the league, you know, and what did he do? He went out and did it.
Are you saying that Jimmy Butler's going to go out and be the MVP of the league?
No, I don't. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that this is still Derrick Rose's team, and I can't believe when people say, he didn't come back for 2 years, blah, blah, blah. I'm saying if he was playing under Coach Tom Thibodeau, why would he rush back if he plays his players for 50 minutes a game, 48 minutes a game? He was going to take his time, come back off injury. This is not Jimmy Butler's team. That's all I have to say.
All right, Christian, appreciate it.
And I agree with you.
Does Jimmy Butler agree with you?
No, and that could be the issue. I think, look, Derrick Rose, I still think we are a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately society, right? So, and I don't think Derrick Rose has the strongest camp, you know, handling everything that goes on, you know, in and out, off the court with him. So I think we all put, you know, the city of Chicago, there's been a lot of, it's been a lot of flipping in terms of what they think about Derrick Rose. But Derrick Rose is still a former league MVP.
Yeah, and if Derrick Rose is healthy, with all due respect to Jimmy Butler and what he's brought to the table, there's no comparison.
No, not at all.
But the thing is, As we well know, that I mean, is Rose going to be there? Is he going to be? Is his body going to hold up?
And that's fair. We don't know. Which is there's a lot of you don't want to close your window with your Bulls boxers on over there, but there's a lot more questions than answers on this, the way the roster is currently constructed.
Okay, but they were down 11 points, or rather, they were up 11 in Game 4, at home with under a minute to go in the third quarter. You're shaking your head, but that's where they were at. And
did Kevin Love play in that series?
No, but Tristan Thompson did, though, and he's 1,000 times the defender of Kevin Love.
Think about what DeMarcus Cousins would do to Tristan Thompson and Timothy Mozgov.
Yeah,
oh,
Sacramento's not trading DeMarcus,
I'm just saying, you have to explore it.
And that's another thing, too. How aggressive are Gar and Pac's going to be? Because historically, this is a very conservative franchise. Creativity is not their name. They make reasonable plays.
Yeah, I think you answered your own question.
Right, so
it's a pipe dream. I'm throwing you a pipe dream, I know.
All right, we've got Noah's going to be better this year, right? Can you come with me on that?
Yeah.
It can't be worse,
can't be,
right?
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Derek's going to be better. He's going to be more consistent as far as being on the court.
I think so.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that. I'll buy.
Okay.
I'm buying
you'll
so far.
Doug McDermott's going to be a little bit better.
I am buying.
Nico better.
I'll be indifferent to that one. I think he could be, if he's as good, we're good there.
Okay, but and Powell probably drops. I would think
Powell probably drops.
I'd sell. But for the most part, you got guys on the come here. Still room to grow, and the chemistry should be better because
Fred Hoiberg's
as much
in.
As I love Tom, I think that his and management, I think that impacted the team.
Yeah.
So we got all that going on.
Yeah.
So they got a shot. Come on, Goff.
No.
Come on. They don't have a shot.
I don't think so.
3-1-2-2-3-5-25-25. That's the best I got. I mean, I think they got. I give them a 15% chance that it can happen, which is.
I will buy that.
You'll give me 15.
I'll buy 15.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going any further than that. Charles, 3-1-2-2-3-5-25-25. You're on Cap and Haw. Go ahead. Charles.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Go ahead, Charles.
I just want to make a statement about how everyone is talking about. Jimmy Butler, this is Jimmy Butler's team and whatnot. What I think is Derrick Rose is the cornerstone of the team, and he will show it in this new season coming about.
So we're seeing that the Bulls fans are agreeing with us that this isn't Jimmy Butler's team.
Thank you, Charles.
That this is still a Derrick Rose team.
I snipped Charles. I'm sorry, Charles. That's kind of surprising.
I agree with you. So, I mean, it's only two phone calls, but if we're judging phone calls like Nielsen boxes, our ratings would be like a 14 right now. So,
I mean, I can go to the text line and find D. Rose overpaid bum. He's a flash in the pan. He can't play at a high level night after night. I can find you evidence of people not believing that. I almost feel like the mass Bulls fans in Chicago are stepping up. Forget Derek. There's been so much Derek negativity out there. Can't trust him. It's Jimmy's team now. But
I don't know. If you want to be on the can't trust Derek Rose train, I'm okay with that. Don't just hand the reins over to the next guy in line. Be careful about whose team it is. And if there's not anybody's, I'd be more inclined to give it to Fred Hoiberg.
Well, that's kind of what they're doing.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Why are we giving it to a player? If it's not Derrick Rose's team, it's Fred Hoiberg's team, and let's see what kind of team Fred Hoiberg wants.
I mean, that's their biggest offseason acquisition, Fred Hoiberg. We're going to play up tempo.
That window's open, though, right?
We're going to bring in the mayor, and we're going to live this dream.
I'm in on the mayor.
Really?
I'm in.
Why?
I just, he's got a likability factor, and I'm a likability matters guy, and I love Thibs, okay? But I'm not going to sit here and, like, dwell on the past. He's gone. They went with Hoiberg. Hoiberg, and I've made this comparison. You know, he's got that kind of Brad Stevens, fresh, young, up-and-coming, high-tempo, my-system-works approach. And I'm going to buy it for now. Tell me, once I'm proved wrong, you know, a year from now if I'm sitting here talking to you about that, I don't think you're buying Fred Hoiberg.
I like Fred.
You're not buying it.
I'm not buying. I'm just...
You're on my Nico. Just
I'm like the Cubs at the deadline with Fred. I'm willing to go only so far. He's filling some pretty big shoes. 312-235-2525. Talking a little Bulls here, and we might scratch just one more itch on the White Sox for Ryan because you love it so much. As we take you up to noon, I'm Mark Carmody's Ryan McGuffey. It is Cap and Haw, Comcast Sportsnet, WGN+.
It's the Cap and Haw Show on WGN Plus and Comcast Sportsnet.
Best they call him Jimmy Jordan, because he looked like Michael Jordan tonight.
Happy July 3rd. Welcome to it, Cap and Haw, Comcast Sportsnet, WGN Plus. I'm Mark Carmen. He's Ryan McGuffey with you to the top of the hour. Congratulations, by the way, as we talk a little NBA to the Milwaukee Bucks. Greg Monroe chooses you over the Knicks and the Lakers, and I know that the Knicks and the Lakers stink, but the fact that any player would choose Milwaukee over those two cities, that's a major sign that Jason Kidd and company have things moving in the right direction. That's another factor, by the way, for the Bulls next season. Milwaukee's going to be pretty darn good.
Oh, yeah, and you're getting it's like they made another acquisition with our guy Jabari.
Yep, you got Jabari back, and you went to 6 this year, yeah. And those were competitive games.
Yeah.
And the other side of it is with NBA free agency – This whole LaMarcus Aldridge thing, he had a terrible meeting with the Los Angeles Lakers. Now he's having another meeting.
But what are we – so you're buying the reports, though, that it was terrible.
Well, it's just bizarre to me.
Yeah.
Who is LaMarcus Aldridge talking to? Yeah, I really didn't like their presentation.
He's the most sought-after free agent there is.
Right, but wouldn't you think you would keep that stuff to himself?
Yes. I'm not – but so these guys all have camps, right? So when he walks in with his little 10-person entourage, who's talking? You think LaMarcus Aldridge was the guy who said, yeah, Chris Broussard, you know, I wasn't impressed. I don't like that stuff.
So Broussard's got somebody in LMA's camp, and he reports back to Broussard, and then Broussard goes ESPN, and then next thing you know, it's everywhere.
Isn't that how it works?
I guess that is how
Sources?
It works. Whatever. Guys get another visit. LMA.
Now this is a basketball visit. The first one was like, here's your marketability. Here's what you could be in, you know, commercial-wise in L.A. This one is strictly the bus and the Scott. You know, Byron Scott and
is Genie going to be there?
I saw Genie's giving the brother 3 years. You got 3 years to turn it around. Otherwise, we're bringing Phil back.
If I'm a Laker fan, I want Jeannie Buss involved in all meetings. Like, she was able to recruit Phil Jackson on many levels. I trust her more than I would trust anybody else over there. 312-235-2525. A couple stories that we missed that we'll get to in a couple of seconds here. But first, let's get Sean in Carroll Stream, who wants to talk some Jimmy Butler. Go ahead, Sean. You're on Cap and Haw.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just wanted to say that I truly believe that it's Jimmy Butler's team to go forward. I just don't see any way you can trust any of the other guys on the team. They're all injury prone, and they've been through a lot of things, and they're all on the decline. And I heard you guys talking a little bit about passing the torch to someone. If you want to make a deal for DeMarcus Cousins, I wouldn't mind Derrick Rose being in that trade before Jimmy Butler, personally.
Sean, if Jimmy Butler's the best player on the Bulls next season, you think they're winning the title?
I don't think they're winning the title if Derrick Rose is the best player on the Bulls next season. They don't have enough around them.
Well,
player on the team you can trust is Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, and if you're going to get a guy like DeMarcus Cousins, why would the Kings say, yeah, give us the guy who's missed 50 games a year for the average of 50 games a year the last three seasons, and give me the guy that we know we can rely on as a premier defender in Jimmy Butler?
Sean, appreciate you, brother. If they're winning next year, it's not going to be with Derrick, and I understand that you just laugh. You just completely throw it out. Like, they got
15%. I'm in.
Do you think they're worse than the Bucks and the Wizards? Are you that down on them?
No, I said they're a top three team in the East as of right now.
So Cleveland, Bulls, and who are you putting ahead of them? Milwaukee?
No, I think Milwaukee definitely takes a step up. I think Washington's always a team that can flirt there. Atlanta?
Atlanta's in there, although they just – who they lose, Damari Carroll.
Yeah.
And again, they signed Millsap.
A top three team.
All right.
But I think the bridge between one and two is a much greater gap than we were talking about this year.
Long way between now and then. I think it'll be a very – I'm anticipating a very fun season. By the way, the Bulls are supposedly one of several teams interested in Jeremy Lin to be that guard off the bench, which I would be down with. Jeremy could help him. Not great, but he's certainly an upgrade on Kirk, and he's a little bigger guard. So, you know, when you're playing Aaron Brooks and he can't guard anybody, it impacts your team.
I like the Jeremy Lin. I just think somebody's going to pay him more.
It's probably true.
When you're in a bidding war with seven teams.
I'd take a Rodney Stuckey, too, by the way.
Yeah.
There's a good combo guard for you. We'll see. It's they're in the mix, man. Don't write off the Bulls. And by the way, to the Miami Heat and your one-year Dwayne Wade $20 million contract, that's very nice of you to do, but that's not a good basketball practice.
Well, I think it's better to do the one-year 20 than a three-year deal that you're locked into.
Well, that's true. That's for sure true. Hey, a couple things we missed today. Jonathan Toews has a beer named after him. It's the Captain Serious number 19 Pale Ale. This is a true story.
It's in Tinley Park. Yeah.
It's in Tinley Park out of the Hailstrom Brewing Company. It's a dry, hoppy, West Coast-style pale ale brewed with Simcoe, Mosaic, and Galaxy hops. It's 45 IBU and a 5.6 ABV. Can you break that down, all that there, Guff? You expert, you?
It's a pale ale. It's 5.6%. That's what I saw. I'm in.
What's a 45 IBU?
I don't know the – I'm not the big home brewing craft guy. I mean, I have plenty of friends and family who are, but I look at it's pale ale, which I'm a fan of. It's 5.6, so it's going to have a little – you know, it's going to have a little weight with it. A
little juice to it, right?
Yeah, a little juice. You know, a six-pack of that's a little different than a six-pack of one of our
Coors Light.
Coors Light.
There
Miller
you go.
Lights, you know.
What about a Simcoe and a Mosaic? I didn't know that went into a beer.
I think it had a It's going to be a little fruity, it said, right?
Little Simcoe aromas? Is a fruit? Is that an aroma? Jackal, do you know what Simcoe is there? Johnny know everything?
No idea.
Don't know what a Simcoe
not
is?
Not a
clue. I just enjoy the fact that there's a beer named after Jonathan Toews instead of breaking down every ingredient that's going into it. Well, would that be – is that something Jonathan Toews would approve?
Wouldn't Caner for a beer make more sense?
Yes.
True, but maybe –
what would you name it, though? This one's the Captain Serious. What would you name
– the Caner.
I think the Caner would be good. Just let it
– I think the – I don't know. Well, I don't know.
Chicago!
Watch me now. One other thing that we missed that I wanted to hit up. Props to Marcus Mariota, who is going to be – I would say has a chance at least to be a good quarterback, but he is putting his love of the water in the negotiation with his contract. You know, he's from Hawaii. The guy wants to be able to surf.
I love it. I love both. I see both sides of it, but you want him in camp. He sounds like he's kind of putting a stance up with this surfing clause. So what's the line in the sand here? Pun intended.
I don't know. The piece from endzonescore.com's Adam Grice. It says in the contract with the surfing that it may be a sticking point for Mariota. He's from Hawaii. Surfing's his pastime. And he does say that he's more of a bodyboarder than a surfer, but he still enjoys surfing and reportedly would not be he wants to be able to do it.
Maybe it's going to be one of those things that if you do it, you risk X. Rather than just saying you can't do it at all. There might have to be like a new type clause there that says, you know, I know that we've had these clauses before with guys and motorcycles and stuff like that. So it's not like it's new. It's just a new type of possible dangerous activity.
I mean, he could land and separate a shoulder and that would be an issue. Perhaps maybe he should think about the long term here, not the short term joy of a surfing. But I like a guy who wants to live in the moment. And he's, you know, if he's just going to body surf and do his whole deal out there. You know, Jordan had the love of the game clause in his contract. He could play hoop wherever he wanted.
Yeah.
So, Mariota is the next Jordan.
Surfer.
Marcus Mariota equals Michael Jordan.
That's what we've learned today. We've learned today with a minute to go in our show that Marcus Mariota is Michael Jordan.
And one other thing that is going on down in Kentucky, the BBNmeetup.com. Have you heard about this?
I have not.
Okay, so this is something that should happen in this city for us single men. I can speak to this. It's BBNmeetup.com. And you can, it's for Kentucky crazies, and basically you can create a profile, and you're going to be looking to date other people that love Kentucky basketball. So they should do that. There should be a Cubs.com for dating, a Sox.com, because if you're a Cub fan, you don't want to be a Sox fan or vice versa, right? Is your wife a Sox fan?
Yeah.
See? I mean, you're a diehard.
I mean, she was a kind of a no fan before I brought her on, so that was there's those too.
No, you can go no fan, but yeah. Seriously, do you think you could have dated a diehard Cub fan?
It's a great question.
That's what I'm talking about. You couldn't have done it.
I probably could have.
Not?
You should date, right? I'm married, so you should.
No, I'm talking long term. Could you go long term with somebody who wanted to go to Wrigley over the South Side?
I'm just giving you silence. I'm not answering the question.
It's very tough. All right, have a great 4th. Ryan, pleasure being in here with you, sir.
Awesome, buddy. No better way to spend a holiday.
Gotta go. Happy get to Wrigley safe. Have a great holiday 4th weekend. Kevin, I'll say goodbye.
All right. Well, see you later.